Hip, 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 hop, hip, hop. Hello.
That was terrible.
I feel like
of all of the intros that we've ever done.
Hip hop.
This is 119.
Hip hop anonymous.
That was awful.
Have you not seen Big Daddy?
No. What are you on about?
Hip hop anonymous. You never seen that?
No. Well, are you having a stroke?
You wouldn't get it then.
No. It's beyond me. You all right?
Yeah. You
been doing much?
Loads. Loads of nothing. I've been busy.
What did we say last episode when we was talking about fucking?
What are we doing? What is this?
What
is this, Patreon or is this thing?
No. This is for the fucking the regulars. This ain't for the paying.
Just so
customers.
I know what I can say and what I can't.
Okay. All right. We'll save the good stuff for the fucking paying people.
That's what I'm saying.
Give these lot the shit.
Yeah.
And then go on to the good stuff in the paid section.
Like bowel movements.
Yeah. It was great, innit? Mm. I've been playing, nearly finished Callisto Protocol.
Oh, yes.
Which
I've
is,
seen you play that.
Yeah, not my first ever horror game. I think it might be the first ever horror game that I'm going to complete. And it's not as scary as I first thought, but it's very, very fun. It's very fun. You've got like this weird anti-gravity hand thing where you can just fucking pick people up and go, vroom, see you later. So it kind of takes the scariness out of it, because when something pops up at you, which happens quite often, you just pick the cunt up and go, see ya. And then another one comes out and you go, I'll pick you up, see you later. It's very fun.
Why do you get such bad reviews? Or is it just you don't know?
You know what? I don't actually know.
Because that got terrible reviews.
It did get terrible reviews, didn't it? I don't actually know. So I have a quick look. Because I did read somewhere that it had bad reviews.
Because I was excited for that game. Because they got like hundreds and hundreds of different death animations.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, loads. Yeah, yeah. There's some gruesome ones. But after you see them a while, for a couple of times, it's annoying. why does it say TV program?
Maybe it was.
It's definitely not a TV program.
Maybe it was a performance-based problem with the game then that's now been fixed. I don't know.
Here we go. Blah, blah, blah. Someone asking if it's worth buying in 2024. Yep, I bought it full price and enjoyed my 12 hours. I'll replay it this year for sure. I've only played in PS5, so I'm not sure about a PC state, but for $8, I think it's worth the gamble. I think I got it for free. I think on one of the PlayStation Plus things, or maybe I pay. I don't remember, but I can't really see what the problem is. If I'm honest, it's a small campaign. The voice acting's good, the graphics are good, the gameplay feels pretty decent. The story is pretty decent. I don't know, but I'm not in the loop of horror games, so it's a bit difficult. Same instance of I'm not in the loop with Call of Duty, so I don't know what ones were good in the last 5 years and what ones were shit.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? So it's a bit difficult.
This I don't know. I don't know. I think I can download it on my console, so maybe, because it says download to console, but
yeah.
Then there it says it's £55, but then I go on this, which I definitely haven't got, and it says add to cart, so maybe it was a PlayStation Plus thingy.
Yeah, probably. You probably added it to your library, and then fucking off you go.
Yeah, boy. I've got another game like that that's on there that I see yesterday, funny enough, called Dead Space. I'd got that at some point, so I can download that when I feel the need. Just looking at my PlayStation points, I've got 971 of them star.
What was you going to talk about?
I don't know. What was I going
to
talk about?
I don't know. I felt like you had something to talk about.
Probably. I got
distracted.
You're
just scrolling through your phone.
No, I was just distracted by the PlayStation stars points thing. But it doesn't seem like that. It seems like they've changed it now. I feel like they've changed it. So now I can't get them free little vouchers that I used to get. Weird. Oh no, yeah, you can. Rewards. Have they still got the vouchers? Yeah, £5, £12.50. I can't even get a fiver. Fuck it. Yeah, good game. I'm glad you're having fun. I'll never play it, probably.
Fucking hell, this is a bit painful, this section. Jesus Christ.
Well, you need to tell us more about the game.
It's only a small campaign.
Yeah, but what's...
I ain't finished it yet.
What's going on in it?
Fuck all. Fuck all. No, you're not a smuggler. You're just a geezer that does fucking interplanetary, basically DPD, but for space. And you end up crash landing on a prison planet, essentially. And it is literally like one massive prison. And the guards of the prison and the people that runs it find you, and you got like this fucking contraband cargo in your ship, and you have no idea what it is, and blah, blah. You know, one of them jobs where it's like, look, I'll give you 10 grand, you fucking keep your mouth shut, just go and deliver this box. And yeah, he gets arrested, but he's like, I'm just a courier. Like, what? What's your problem? And then all the prisoners basically turn into zombies and shit. It's very, what's the fucking, there must be some kind of, fucking hell, this is terrible. I'm glad that people ain't having to pay for this one.
I'm reading the reviews. Repetitive survival horror that feels like a life sentence. Callisto Protocol is as bereft of life as the harsh conditions of the moon in which it's set. And then a more positive review. Callisto Protocol makes some mistakes, but in general computing, the good wins by far. It's true that it's somewhat angry to see. This is written in Spanish, so I can't even read that. It's all different typos and stuff. Not only did it fail to live up to expectations laid upon its shoulders from its industry forebears, but by its own merits, it is a pathetic waste of human effort, unfit for anything other than the trash bin.
Where are people getting these reviews from?
This is on Metacritic. I'm just popping them off.
I don't understand where people are getting these negative reviews from.
Crawling simulator with bashing one enemy for half an hour and only one type of enemy, one boss and two weapons, which you can't upgrade over 20% through the whole game. Zero puzzles, zero exploration and zero scares.
What? There's
above average graphics, combat as weight, great gore and great ragdolls. Unfortunately, the combat melee, which the game pushes you into a lot, lacks depth. You can only dodge and attack with the same combat animations. It's just, yeah. It's got 100 out of 100 by Dixerto.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good game. I don't see what the fucking problem with half these people are.
It's just fucking, it's just the same as Days Gone, man. This is the sort of reviews that shit came out to, but then everybody that's ever played it loves it. So, who knows? It's just one of them enigmas that
it's not
by the wayside.
It's not the scariest game in the world by any means. But I don't really get what it is linear. But there's little secret rooms that you can find. I mean, saying that there's one type of enemy, there isn't. There's like your bog standard fucking zombie people. There's these other weird ones that can spit shit at you. There's ones that run around like fucking dogs. There's big fucking ones. There's ones that are like clickers where they're blind. There's these weird, like, they look like foreskins in the ground. And then when you go near them, a head pops out and fucking grabs hold of you like a snake. And it's like, ah, and you got to fucking stab it in the face. And then it goes. There's little worm things. Oh, what? I don't get it. Unless these are reviews when it first came out and then they've fucking massively changed the game now and now it's completely different. But
that's why I asked, because I just remember the bad reviews and then going, well, I'm not going to bother.
I don't know where those reviews are corresponding, because so far I haven't experienced any of that. There's eight chapters and I'm on chapter six. So I feel like I've put in enough time to understand what's going on. And then the same with the weapons. You got the... like electric baton, a fucking pistol, and then a secondary type of pistol, and then two shotguns, and then your fucking anti-grav hand thing. So I don't know where the fuck they've got two weapons from, because there ain't.
Haters gonna hate. It's
fucking wetty. It's all right. It's not the best horror game in the world, but for me, it's all right.
I played some Deep Rock Galactic Survivor. Ever played that?
Yeah, it's the most ADHD autistic game in the world.
What do you mean?
It's just there's a list of games. I remember sending it to Connor, and it's like, if you play any of these games, you are autistic.
Fuck off! It's just great. It's just great fun.
They got another one coming out, didn't they? Because it was free on Game Pass. That's how I started playing it.
Are we talking about the same game?
Yeah, Deep Rock Galactic.
No, Deep Rock Galactic Survivor. It's two different games.
What do you mean? Deep Rock, is it? What?
Yes, two different games.
No, you're talking absolute shit.
Absolutely not. Telling you now, I'm not.
Deep Rock Galactic Survivor.
Yeah, you got it, buddy.
Yeah, but it's the same.
It's not the same. It's very
different. Early Access.
It's very different.
What is it then?
It's basically Vampire Survivors, but
Deep Rock Galactic.
But it's a lot. I'd say it's a lot more in depth. It is very in depth, actually. It's very fucking good. And when I say it's fucking good, I mean it's like, I can't stop playing the fucking thing.
Having put hundreds of hours into Vampire Survivors, Holocure, and other games in this growing roguelite genre, Deep Rock Galactic Survivor is familiar enough that I was able to hit the ground running, but also immediately sets itself apart from them, starting as one of the four distinct classes with auto-firing weapons. You deploy into a hostile environment to squash endless insectoid enemies. The unique angle Survivor brings to that formula is mining, as you'll need to dig up gold and nitra to buy upgrades between floors, harvest rare minerals to unlock permanent upgrades on the main menu, and rush to collect specific resources on each floor to complete a bonus objective for a big payout. These pictures of it. Oh, that looks quite nice, doesn't it? What are you playing that on?
Steam Deck. It's a very... it's just Vampire Survivors. It's very simple.
How much did you pay for it?
A couple of quid, I think. I don't know. I bought it a while
just
ago.
Just fucking couple of quid, mate.
Couple of Queen's noses, you know, son. Yeah, no, it's a good little game, man. Just keeps you entertained, and then you realise that you're not entertained. You're sucked in, and you can't turn the cunt off.
I'm surprised you never went for fucking Pokemon Pocket.
I've collected almost every card, bruv. What are you on about? You're mad.
Why have you never spoken to me about it then?
Well, I need to. You just know.
Roman's got all of them.
Yeah, pretty much the same as me, bro.
Yeah, well, he's above you. Oh, but he spent fucking silly money on it as well.
I haven't. It's good, though. It's a bit... I don't really like the battling. I just like the collecting part of it. The battling's a bit... Yeah,
yeah, but you have to kind of battle, don't you, to fucking collect most of the shit.
No, you get two packs a day.
Yeah, but otherwise it's going to take forever. You can just fucking battle.
No, yeah, but you don't really get anything for battling. You just level up very, 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 very slowly. That's one of the people's problems with it, because you don't get anything. If you're battling players online, you
yeah,
get
but
nothing.
It'd been out for like 2 weeks, and people were like, oh, there's not enough in the game. It's 2 weeks.
It's been out for ages. It's just been beta, hasn't it? It's been in beta. Yeah, it's just Pokemon, brother. It doesn't matter what it is. There are people going to buy it and play it. It's 170 million, I think, it earned in its first week.
Ridiculous amount of money.
It's Pokemon. What are you going to do? You know?
You got the right formula.
Exactly. Oi, look at this. Reminds me. This geezer at work, right? He was playing the Pokemon the Pocket the other day, and he's only just got it, like, a couple of days ago, and I will show you what the fuck came out of his fucking pack, bruv. Look at that.
Really?
Right, so that them
fucking hell.
Them he got so he got first of all, he got a god pack.
Yeah.
Right, which is you know what a god pack is.
Yeah.
For anyone that doesn't, it's just like all like ultra rares in the same pack, and they're only ultra rares. I said as soon as the first card popped up and it was Venusaur, I was like, oh, you could have a god pack there because you don't very often see him at the front.
No.
So as he slowly turned it and saw, I was like, wow, gasser than that. Then he popped the first Venusaur, and then gold Mewtwo popped out, which is one of the three rarest cards in the game, mm-hmm. equal to that.
It's like 0.02% or some shit like that, 0.2%.
Yeah, exactly. And then after that, another one popped out straight mm-hmm. after it, and then two more Venusaurs. So the chance of getting a gold pack is 0.05%. The chance of getting a Mewtwo is like, yeah, 0.03%, I think. And then he got two of them. So what are the odds of all of that? The odds of that is got to be something ridiculous. A god pack and two gold mutants.
Yeah, yeah.
The odds have got to be astronomical.
They've definitely got a thing where your first time playing, the first couple of packs you get decent shit to fucking entice you into spending a bit of dough.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's how it is, isn't it? That's how it rolls. But enough about that game because I fucking can't bother with it.
Yeah, fuck it.
I can't be bothered.
I've been playing another game called Stalker.
Oh, have you been playing that? Have you?
I have.
Bearing in mind, we spoke about it last week.
Yep. I set the Xbox up.
Yeah.
Got Game Pass for a month and downloaded it.
How did you find it? What are you thinking?
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It depends. Your mileage will vary because it depends what you like. If you like easy, fallouty, bopping around. It's definitely not for you.
Well, once I saw the fucking inventory menu where you have to, the little squares and you can only put certain bits in it, it turned me off straight away. I was like, nope, I'm all right.
Yeah, it's not,
I'm out of that.
It's not really an issue at all.
Cannot be bothered with that survival bollocks.
Just press one button and it goes to inventory.
Yeah, no, it's annoying. And then you have to eat.
Bro, the eating is you just press one button and eat some bread.
Yeah, I hate it.
But you don't have to do anything.
Why? Yeah, but you have to eat, don't you? Don't you? Don't you have
you
to
get,
eat?
You get a hunger symbol,
yep.
And then you just press one
switched
button.
Switched off straight away. Okay. Then why have it? Why bother having it? If it's that simple, get rid of it.
Yeah, it is that simple.
So get rid of it. We said this with No Man's Sky. You hit a point where there's no point to putting oxygen in your fucking backpack because you don't need it. In that you don't think about it anymore because you've got such a surplus of it. Get rid of it.
Yeah, but then when you haven't got it because you've been taking advantage of the fact that you have had it, you're like, oh, fuck, and you've got something else to do.
Yeah, but then it's just annoying at that point.
But it depends. That's why I say your mileage may vary. Cause
I just fucking hate survivals, man.
People like that. I like that.
I hate them.
I like
so
the thought
annoying.
Of, oh, fuck, I need to go find some food. And that's just part yeah, but of the not, post-apocalyptic
you,
thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but do you not get enough of that from fucking DayZ?
No, that's why I play DayZ, because it's fun.
Yeah, but...
It's just different strokes for different folks, isn't
oh,
it?
Yeah, but every cunt does it. Every fucking game that is coming out, even that Horizon rip-off, following the same sort of shit. It's every fucking game. And some of them look really, really cool. And then the minute you see any form of house building or the word survival thrown in, oh, fuck off. It's the new Battle Royale. Everyone's making a survival. Everyone. They're all shit.
Because they're so popular.
I hate them. I hate them so much.
And enjoy them in the minority.
I know, especially when there's building mechanics as well. Oh, yeah, you can build. Look at these fucking wonderful places you can build. No. No.
Yeah,
fuck
I'm,
off.
I'm no good at the building, I'll give you that. But, yeah, the survival is very light. It's not even worth paying any attention to. But, so far, anyway. But, yeah, the game's very, very, very hardcore. Like, it's not DayZ level of, like, madness, but it's hard to explain, but I'm playing on normal and it's fucking hard. If I see an enemy, I'm running, right, and hiding and just shooting them from miles away and then just dying anyway. It's fucking, there's no hit markers. There's no like, you can't see them. So it's only if you see them, you can shoot them. But then it's like, have I got them? I don't know. I can't tell. Unless I go over there and they're laying down in the dirt, I can't see. But yeah, the atmosphere is fucking unbelievable. It's all dark and you need your little headlight on. Very, very jump scary.
Yeah, I've seen some scary
shit. I've
shit
myself, bro. I was going through a little tunnel the other day and something just... When it wasn't like... This is why it's so good, because it's not scripted. It just appeared. It happened. It come around the corner and I fucking screamed like a little bitch. Yeah, it made me jump. Especially if you've got the headphones on, so it's even more like... Rah! Yeah, just going around, killing people, picking up stuff.
What's the weapons. Anomalies and shit that you see?
So the lore of it, basically what I've got from it, because I'm not a stalker expert by any means, I know nothing about it, but I've looked into it. So it's got the Chernobyl disaster. Yeah, so the Chernobyl disaster happened, I'm sure we all know about that.
Yep.
But why the Chernobyl happened, the disaster happened in the game, was because they were doing scientific research on humans there, right? And something went wrong. So then, obviously, they become an exclusion zone because all the nuclear power, blah, 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 blah. But then they used that to their advantage and was like, well, no one will definitely come here now, so we can carry on our research in complete secrecy. So they carried on doing human research and stuff. And that's why there's all fucking mutants and all sorts of weird shit going on. And then the anomaly is just like the nuclear shit reacting and all this other stuff, but there's all sorts of different ones, and then you can get little artifacts that have been created from the anomaly which give you boosts. They're basically like little fucking, I don't know, perks if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
You find them and it could have random perks on it, like increase your radiation or fucking buoyancy in water or whatever it may be. But yeah, I'm not, don't get me wrong, I've only played it for about 3-4 hours, but what I have played has been thoroughly enjoyable. It's very buggy. It's very noticeable stick drift on it at the moment. I thought it was my Xbox control, because I'm walking forward, but I'm always walking forward and a bit to the right. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I haven't played the Xbox for ages, so I thought my control was fucked.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I've seen some people complain about like really bad stick drift. And yes, yeah, it's buggy, but like I say, they give Bethesda and all these other companies a lot of fucking praise. And oh, it's just Bethesda charm.
Yeah, you guys. Like, yeah.
Especially the stuff that this dev team has been through in Ukraine. They need time. They should allow these people time. The game, the core of the game is really, really good. They just need to smooth the edges.
Well, I haven't seen that much bad recourse from the bugs and everything as much as you would from a different type of game, from a AAA game or whatever. I feel like because of that reason, because you go like, didn't half of their dev team like die?
I think the creative director died. Yeah, I believe.
Give them a break. You know what I mean? The game still come out, and I feel like that's why I haven't really seen all too much in terms of people kicking off about bugs and shit like that. Maybe this time around people have actually switched on a little bit and gone, well, it's probably not the best thing to whinge about it.
It's really cool. I really enjoy it. I think once he's had a bit more time in the oven, I've just read on Twitter now that they've just released another patch a patch. So hopefully that improves some shit when I get in. But yeah, the premise of the game's fantastic. Anyone that likes military shit, they'll be all over this. What I really like about it, which no games do, if I could think of one, it probably would be DayZ, is when you like get a new gun or a good weapon, you're like gassed.
They're not
a dime a dozen. You're picking up shitty guns and you kill everyone. You can pick up everyone's gun, but 9 times out of 10, their guns are broken. So you can't really do anything with them.
Yep.
So yeah, when you find I don't know, I haven't found one yet, we're just saying M4. I've seen some of the guns people are picking up. You're like, sick, this is great. But then obviously you've got to be careful with what ammo you put in it, because certain ammos do the durability more, but they're more powerful ammo. So you have to keep maintaining your weapon.
Is it all randomly placed, or is it all in the same...
Well, it's got a thing in it, right, which I've never heard of before. It's called A-level, A-team, something like that. It's got a weird name. And it's basically not working correctly at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's like a stalker thing that they've had in all the old games. Basically, what it is... like the zone is what it's called, which is the whole Chernobyl exclusion zone. It's an open world map. There's all these different factions in the zone, and they all go around and they do their own thing. So like, I don't know what the factions' names are, but they're all fighting for different things. So loads of times I've been like going along and I'm hearing gunfire, and then there's just people fighting, like shooting each other. But that's dynamic. That's not just a scripted event. They're everywhere. That shit happens everywhere. If you're running around and you've got a fucking mutant, Jason, your other people will shoot the mutant. You know what I mean?
It's
very dynamic. But what they're doing is all these survivors and people like that, they're shooting other people and then taking over their bases and then setting up home there. So it's all like, but it's all dynamic. It's always happening. The whole world is going on. If they're not spawned in, they're still there doing their shit. That's not working properly at the moment. So once they get that going, it's going to change the whole game. Because right now, I think they've got a weird thing where people are spawning like 80 meters in front of you when they should already be there doing their stuff. It's a really unique feature they've got that I've never seen. I know Bethesda have talked about it before, and people going around their daily lives and stuff. But apparently when it worked in the old Stalker games, it was fantastic, because you could get like a really high vantage point, get your binoculars out and just watch like all these different wars happening and people taking over and stuff. But it was all dynamic. So once they get that fixed, which is like one of their main priorities, then I think it's going to change the game entirely. But yeah, once they get it fixed, it's going to be a damn fine game, and they're going to add mods to it. There's already loads of mods on PC, but they're adding console mods.
I was going to say, is there not mods on your side as well?
Not yet. They're going to add mods to Xbox. And I think, you know, everyone just thinks it's coming out on PlayStation in a few months. I'll probably just stick with it on Xbox, because mods will be better on Xbox, because PlayStation mods are shit. Mm. They don't allow for what Xbox does, because they're funny, aren't they, with their asset switching and stuff. So they don't let you actually add like new stuff in it. It's only switching of assets that are already in the game. So yeah, I think it's one of them games that it's definitely my sort of game where you can just play. I think someone like Daryl would love that, because it's just military gas masks, you know, going in there fucking stabbing people up and shooting them and taking their loot and stuff. And there's just something very satisfying about the freedom. So yesterday, I'll just give you a quick little quest I did. I was just bowling about, went to a windmill because I had to find this geezer that people were looking for in the zone because he double crossed someone or some shit. I don't fucking know. I went up there, he was rabbiting on saying he wanted to escape. So I was like, so you obviously got a choice. You can just shoot him. You get the option, oh, fuck you, traitor or whatever. Or, yeah, I'll help you. So I was like, yeah, I'll help you. Always the underdogs, you know what I mean? I help the underdogs. And he was like, oh, we need this artifact. It's in a cave. If you can go and get the artifact for me, then we'll leave. And I was like, all right, cool. So I found a little cave, went in there, and then there's a fucking, I don't know what they're called, but people call them bloodsuckers. They're like, you know them things in Dying Light, the big scary fucking things?
Yeah, it's like that.
It's got big fucking fangs and shit. He jumped out and he keeps going invisible. He killed me about 12 times. I managed to kill him, but I was getting pretty fucking annoyed. But yeah, I killed him, went up, got the artifact, went back up there. And then one of the dialogue options was like, you didn't want to tell me that that thing was down there. He was like, oh, if I told you that was down there, you wouldn't have done it, would you? I was like, nah, anyway, yeah, complete the mission or whatever. Or saying, yeah, let's go. And he was like, right, let's go. And then just as we was about to set off and I was going to take him out of the zone because that was part of the mission, I just decided to shoot him in the head. So I was like, you literally tried to kill me. So that's just changed the whole mission.
Yeah.
But that's the dynamic part of it because you're making them decisions on the fly, you know. So I decided that you've double-crossed me and I was going to help you, so now I'll just kill you. So I killed him. But the game's dynamic in that way, where you can just shoot anyone and just.
So it's gonna go down your Baldur's Gate route of you just fucking killing everyone.
Well, I didn't again. Want to. No. He double crossed me. I said I was trying to help the little geezer because there's a whole faction after him. I even shot people that came to the windmill looking for him.
Yeah.
And then he tried to get me killed, or just wanted me to put myself in danger with that mutant. Didn't tell me about it. If he just said there's a mutant down there, but I need that artifact, I'd be like, all right, cool, I'll still get it for you. But he did. He knew.
You just said you wouldn't.
No.
You literally just said, a minute before, you said, why didn't you tell me that that was down there? And he said, because you wouldn't have gone down there. And you went, yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever. He said, you wouldn't have gone down there. There's no saying that I wouldn't have, but I would have because, you know, I'm all for the little man. And then he fucked me up. He fucked me over, made me die 12 times, made me angry. So cost him his life. It's a costly lesson for him, isn't it? But I like that. I like that dynamic where you can just make your decisions like that. That's very fun to me in games. So, yeah, I'm excited. Very good game. I'm enjoying it.
That's it. See you later, everyone.
Yeah, that's all I've got to say on Stalker, really.
What's this Horizon bollocks?
Don't know. I just see.
Have you not looked at anything on that either? What was it called?
Just see that picture and it made me laugh.
What was it even called?
I have no idea.
What did you fucking send me? Let me have a look.
But it's
Mortarum, Light of Mortarum.
I find it shocking that that is not instantly just flagged up and can be instantly sued. I don't understand.
Light of Mortarum on Steam. Here we go. Polaris Quest is the publisher and the developer. Release date to be announced. In a world overrun by colossal machines, explore the vast open world, build your base of operations. Of fucking course. Advanced technology, train mechanimals, and take on formidable bosses. Starting from the primitive age, forge a new path of development. Defy the machination. Survive the mechanimals. I fucking hate that. I hate that wording. Machination. Fucking hell, that's very stupid. And yeah, wow, it's very... oh my God. Yeah, it's very Horizon, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
Very, very Horizon, even down to the fucking lights on the robots. But you know where it will absolutely flop? Is number one, because it's pretty much a direct rip-off of Horizon. But number two is because they've taken a game like Horizon and turned it into a survival with a building mechanic and other things that are fucking boring and rinsed over constantly. You see what I mean? Every fucking game, even the rip-offs, oh, let's make it so we can build our base rather than just having a fucking base. Oh, it's fucking terrible. I hate it so much. I hate it.
I bet it does, Will.
Of course it won't.
Why not?
Because it just won't. It won't. It'll be exactly the same as fucking Power World.
Yeah, Power World didn't. Yeah,
there's a fucking video of someone cutting down a tree, and oh, look, the tree has health.
Yeah, exactly.
So every time I hit it...
But Power World did exactly the same shit. It ripped Pokemon off and then made the survival game out of it, and it done very well.
Yeah, but Pokemon's fucking huge.
Yeah.
Horizon isn't of all the things to rip off. I mean, Horizon's cool. Horizon is unique in its premise, but it's so odd. And then you've got a ghost like Destiny.
Oh yeah,
which is really weird. Which looks exactly like a ghost from Destiny. Yeah, realistic physics based building.
Yeah, yummy.
Unleash your creativity with a free-form building system powered by realistic physics simulation. Construct a fortified stronghold or a cleverly designed shelter. Every beam and brick is subject to real-world physical forces, ensuring that your structures are both visually stunning and able to withstand environmental challenges. Let your imagination run wild as you explore the endless possibilities of architecture. Great. So let me build a base that's going to get fucked up by the wind and by the rain that I'm constantly going to have to repair, and that's going to be fucking ridiculous in terms of resources to build.
And that's the fun part for people, isn't it? Going out and repairing stuff.
It's not fucking fun. I mean, it's not my game. It's obviously not aimed towards me, which is fine.
There'll be people that like that stuff that look at you going, why are you playing WoW over and over again?
Fuck me. Does it have to be every game? I reckon if you got a list of all the games that have been released over the last, 3-4 years, guarantee more than 2/3 of them are survival games.
No.
It's just bollocks. Everything's got fucking building in it. Everything.
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan of building. I'll be with you on that. But then there'd be more people that are, so you have to just suck it up. As long as it's not mandatory, it is what it is, isn't it? The real one that made me realise that I definitely am never ever going to be any sort of builder in any game was Valheim. Because I couldn't even build a fucking shed in that game. Because you have to put like support beams in for
support
the roof
beams
and shit.
And then you put it... Yeah,
so I don't how
you put a panel in and then it goes from green to orange, yeah. And then when you finally place it, it goes to red, and then you've got 5 seconds and everything fucking falls
just
apart,
crumbles to the floor.
And you go,
floor.
What the fuck is this? This is ridiculous. And then you go on YouTube or something, and you see the things that people are building. You go, how did you even get the resources to do that? I'm struggling with my little cart.
Yeah, because you had to build a cart to even put stuff in it just to carry it.
Yeah, otherwise you were running back and forth.
And then even the cart is fucking bouncing up and down and shit's falling out of it.
I tell you what our problem is that they're very fun, and in practice when you're doing it, very, very fun.
Yeah, I like the gathering resources part.
Yeah, however, I feel like you and me are the same in that one little slight inconvenience, I ain't fucking doing it again.
Yeah.
If I've gone and built an entire... property, not even anything crazy, you're talking like 2 or 3 stories and they're just boxes, but they've got all my stuff in them, something breaks and it all falls apart, I'm not doing it again. That game's being switched off and uninstalled. It's not happening. I think that's what happened with Valheim, is I had my little cart, fucking attached it to myself, had a good system going, went and fucking got the resources, and then a troll fucking whacked me and I lost my cart with all the shit in it. So I went, nah, I ain't having it.
I got raided by a bunch of fucking enemies, because you get raided on that and they smash my house to bits, and I was like, I'm not doing that.
See, I worked around that.
I'm not rebuilding that.
Because you could terraform the environment.
Built a moat.
I built a fucking mountain range around my base. I had my base, kept getting raided, and then realised that you can actually make mountains. So I literally just made a fucking wall around my base of just fucking rock that I'd terraformed, so that when my base was getting raided, they couldn't fucking, because they can't break through the floor, essentially. So I was sweet as a nut, and I felt very, very fucking safe and secure, and I loved it. And then my house fell apart.
So you can do it. So you're smart.
I know I can do it, but my house fell apart. My house degraded and it fell apart because I think one of them threw something and it just hit the right bit and it just all crumbled. Because it was like 10 stories high. It looked like a fucking Jenga set inside my... Because what I'd done is I'd built this massive... I don't know why. I'd built this massive high rise, but as a decoy, everything was underground. So I dug down and I also built up. But I built up and then made it look like standard living quarters. It was like 4 or 5 stories up with all shitloads of supports and stuff like that. And in all the supports, I'd made little cubby holes where I'd put stuff and then hidden it, like by putting panels in the way and other supports and shit like that. So if anyone ever raided me, they wouldn't be able to find half the shit. But then, yeah, I dug all the way down by like 2 floors and then outwards and basically hid it. And then it all fell apart because I had like a million different supports.
But once again, though, very smart.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And then it's when it breaks and you go, I'm not doing this again. I'm really not doing it again.
Do you remember how much fun we had when we went out on that raft?
Yeah. And then we got absolutely battered.
Didn't one of us like fall off and drown or something? Or was drowning?
I think we spent maybe like an hour and a half
sailing
and then finally made it to this island because we didn't take anything, did we? In case we died, and there was poltergeists.
Oh mate, yeah. And they started shooting at them. Yeah,
and they fucked us up, and then we eventually fucking made it back. But the bit that ruined that though was that when we was playing together with the, because it was cross play, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that the fucking I was underground and you was fucking miles high and vice versa, and it was a cunt.
I remember the poltergeist because I'm sure they were just like floating along the
floating
beach.
Floating ghosts, yeah.
And you was like, I'm going to shoot them. I said, don't shoot them. You shot at them and then all of a sudden they just come flying across the ocean.
Yeah, and there was nothing we could do.
No, you just stuck there. And then we find like a massive turtle shell and jumped on it.
Yeah.
And then it moved and you jumped off and then you were drowning.
Yeah.
Come safe.
Yep. It's fucking... It was cool. So much fun.
It was cool, bro. It was
so
cool.
Much fun. You do have your fun with them. It's just, I just, oh.
Yeah, it's just the building, isn't it?
I just can't do the building, man. I don't like it. I mean, even after saying all of that, some people probably listen to that. Go, what do you mean? You built a skyscraper and then a fucking underground mine. But it weren't how you'd think that it is. It weren't successful.
Can we give Baldur's Gate some more flowers? Please.
What, because of their January update?
Because of their new update, that they said that they weren't doing any more updates, and then they just go and do more updates than most games do.
Well, they're bringing in crossplay, aren't they? Finally.
So, Larian Studios said, like an aged mentor in an inspiring 1980s film montage, we're filled with pride seeing all the mods you've been crafting and using since the release of our official mod tools in September. In just under 3 months, you've uploaded more than 3,000 mods, downloaded over 70 million, and created a spell to turn your enemies into cheese. Cool stuff. For those of you looking for an introduction into using mods, head over to Larian's Channel from Hell, where, I'm sorry, I don't know how to say that name, Ioif will break things down and shine a spotlight on a few choice recommendations. We'll be wrapping up our feature-heavy updates for Baldur's Gate 3 soon. This is not yet the end for our mod tools. With the continued support of our mod authors in the community testing out new features, we have big updates still to come, including adding even more functionality to let you tell your own stories. But before we bid Faerun adieu, in search of Stranger Shores...
Adieu!
That's not how you say it, is it?
Adios.
No, it's A-D-I-E-U.
A-D-I-E-U.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Adieu!
But before we bid Faerun adieu!
Adieu!
In search of Stranger Shores, we have one more major patch waiting around the corner. Arriving next year, this update will introduce some of the most eagerly awaited features to Baldur's Gate 3. Crossplay, photo mode, along with 12 new subclasses. Let's take a look at what you can expect to see in patch 8. Crossplay, whether you're joining PS5 players from your PC or joining, well, we know what crossplay is, I don't need to explain that. Subclasses, patch 8 will introduce a new way to play your favourite class, adding one new subclass for each of the existing. Bard, Barbarian, Cleric, Druid, Paladin, Fighter, Monk, Ranger, Rogue and Sorcerer, Warlock and Wizard. Expect new abilities, animations, voice effects, summons and cantrips and unique voice dialogue lines. So these are the classes for the Bard, you've got College of Glamour. Barbarian, you've got Path of Giants. Cleric, you've got Death's Domain. Druid, you've got Circle of Stars. Paladin, Oath of the Crown. Fighter, Arcane Archer. Monk, Drunken Master. Ranger, Swarm Keeper. Rogue, Swashbuckler. Sorcerer, Shadow Magic. Warlock, Hexblade. Wizard, Blade Singing.
Oh my god, sorry. We get to pick our subclasses tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Photo mode, camera settings, lens settings, scene settings, post-processing effects, frames, stickers, and just it's just never-ending. And you just... They don't need to do this. They've already, like, won at Baldur's Gate as, like, one of the greatest games ever made.
Yeah, but
critically acclaimed.
Yeah,
and
but
they're still
doing
winning.
It for the love.
That's
aren't
what
they?
I mean.
It's
that's
the same
right.
with No Man's
that's
Sky.
That's exactly what I'm saying. They don't need to do this, and yet they're still doing it.
Yeah, they don't need
they
to do
really
anything.
They really are like the pioneers of the industry right now.
But also, when if they're not doing that, then what else are they fucking doing?
We're creating the next game, bro.
Exactly.
Divinity Original Sin 3.
Exactly. So if you can still do it with Baldur's Gate, then why would you not? There's nothing against that.
Speaking of Baldur's Gate, do you know who might make the next one?
Oh.
A very famous man.
What, Henry?
A very rich man.
Oh, don't say fucking someone. Don't say like Elon or something.
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Oh, fucking hell, no.
No, no, I'm not. He's not. But he did. I think he tweeted yesterday saying how much he's Hasbro. So he wants to buy Hasbro, which is like where I get all my toys, Black Series, Star Wars things. But also, Hasbro owned Dungeons and Dragons.
So he wants to ruin fucking. Hasbro.
I don't think you'll necessarily ruin it. We've got if you've got the money to put the right people in power to make the game, but you know who takes who? See, Baldur's it's a weird one, right? Because I've never played Baldur's Gate 1 or 2, but they had their like hardcore fans that everyone loves. You know, much like Stalker. Stalker's huge, but I've never paid it any mind. But now I understand why. So Baldur's Gate 1 and 2 have got a massive fan base, but now Baldur's Gate 3 shined the spotlight, so everybody knows Baldur's Gate 3 now. So Baldur's Gate 4 is not Larian. So what do you do? Who the fuck do you give Baldur's Gate 4 to? If you could, I know you don't care too much for Baldur's Gate, but I do. It's my favourite game of all time by fucking quite some distance. The only game that comes close is Witcher 3. But I couldn't pick a fucking developer that I would want to do it. I genuinely couldn't. It used to be Bethesda. They used to be my favourite just because I loved Oblivion, Skyrim, Fallout. They were my games. But they've just took such a strange turn now where their game systems are still the same as they were.
Starfield really 50. Fucked them up.
It was the same systems that it was 15 years ago.
Well, it's the same systems just with updated graphics. It's no
but,
good.
Yeah, but even the graphics ain't that great.
No, they're not.
And you've got...
Bethesda fell off.
Yeah, to a degree, I believe they have. But they would have been the choices because they do it so well, the choice and stuff like that. But not even that. Their choice system still feels like it's 15 years ago. Now
yeah,
other
yeah,
games
yeah.
do choice so much better.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like when it comes to a choice system in dialogues and things like that, Bethesda are nowhere near the fucking the top tier of that because any cunt can come up with fucking...
The only
reactions
the
to
only
questions.
Company that I would ever say have done choice, which was even close to old school Bethesda when I used to love them, was BioWare, which made Mass Effect and Dragon Age.
Yeah.
But seeing the Dragon Age Valguard, which I'll play at some point, not really taken off too well with most Dragon Age fans. I know some people like it. I know Connor likes it. But most people I've seen not too fond of it for mainly writing reasons. Obviously, there's other reasons, but writing reasons, just saying it's very spoon-fed. And when I've watched the breakdown of why people are saying this, I'll give you an example because I've watched a lot of reviews on it because I like Dragon Age. I've played all of them apart from the first one. So there's a scene, and this is all the way through the game, allegedly. I'm just saying what I've seen. There's like a... They like creep out over this lighthouse and then there's a dock down there. And I think it was SkillUp, and he's a respected reviewer, right? And they said, they just spoon-feed information to you like you're a child. So they'll say, there's a dock down there. Docks are normally really busy, filled with boats and people putting apples on the ships and stuff. He's like, of course, everyone knows what a fucking dock is. Do you know what I mean? But it's that constantly.
Yeah,
and he's like, it gets to the point where you're just like, stop explaining what everything is and let people fill in their blanks.
Almost like when you walk past a chest or something and the character will go, there's a chest over there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's got something unique in it.
Exactly.
You go, shut the fuck up. How about that?
And that sort of stuff just takes you out of the game, right? Because do you remember in Ragnarok when it was constantly people just shouting tips at you? I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mimir.
Yeah, he was just like, why don't you try using fire? Yeah,
go, why don't you shut the fuck up?
Or why don't you try throwing your axe at that spot over there?
And yeah, yeah.
Like, well, let me fucking have a look for a second.
Let me figure it out a little bit. Yeah. No, I do know what you mean. You don't want to be...
to be treated like an adult who can play a game. And I get it, but I also want... It's a tricky one, man. It really is. But if people that really like RPGs, and I usually go to reviewers that I know have similar taste in games to me, like the Fallout 3s, not the Fallout 4s and stuff like that, if they're saying the writing's bad, then that will just take me out of the experience. I will definitely play Dragon Age Valguard, 100%, because I love Dragon Age, but I'm just not excited for it like I was hoping to be after seeing the reviews. So... yeah, I can't remember why I was talking about Dragon Age. What game was I talking about?
Oh, Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, so it's all the choice and thing. And I would have picked BioWare, but having gone down the route where they're not really good storytellers, allegedly, anymore, because a lot of the team that was there for Mass Effect and the old Dragon Age aren't there anymore, then I don't know who I would want to do Baldur's Gate 4. And let's have it right. Baldur's Gate 4 gets announced in whatever state it is, whether it's another... ARPG and, you know, turn-based, or if it's a fucking third-person action-adventure, whatever it may be, that's going to have the world's eyes on it.
I think your answer to it would be to just simply come away from its style as it is now and go to something else, go to a third-person, go to an action combat, go, come away from how Baldur's Gate 3 is, because all you're going to... Because Larian Studios did an amazing thing with creating that game and... an absolutely incredible job, but at the same time they fucked it up for everyone else because they set the bar so high and the community is so like the Baldur's Gate 3 community and the people that love Baldur's Gate they're like Trump supporters in that you will never ever get them to change their opinion about how fucking great that game is. They just fucking suck the cock of that game, rightly so. Very good game, but you're never going to deter them from that. It's the same way as Star Wars fans or fucking World of Warcraft fans. People that love shit in general, it's very hard to turn people away from something that they absolutely love. And so all you're going to get is the people that make Baldur's Gate 4 is they're just going to compare it to Baldur's Gate 3. And if you've already set the bar, it'll be like someone else trying to make an Elden Ring. It's not going to happen. Because you're going to go, well, you ain't done it as fucking good as those people have. So fuck you, you're no good. It's going to be in such a spotlight that everyone will be so fucking critical. But I've really, really noticed it over the last like couple of months, and I don't know why, of just how critical and toxic the gaming community can be with reviewing games. Some games just getting review bombed just for the sake of it. Because people can. And a lot of people are just arseholes because they can be behind a computer screen. And when it comes to gaming, that's so prevalent. And with games that are massive like Baldur's Gate, when if that's not done properly or to what everyone else's standard is, then it's just going to be a big issue. And I feel like coming away from its actual style of what it is now and trying something different. If it's shit, it's shit. But at least you've tried something different. Because if you try and recreate what Baldur's Gate 3 was, but put that into Baldur's Gate 4, it ain't going to work. Because you won't be able to top it.
You're right. Because it's not going to happen. I think that no matter what, Baldur's Gate 4, no matter who takes it, they are under a microscope. They are losing everything straight away. Because, yeah, it will be compared to Baldur's Gate 3 in every single aspect, facet possible. It'd just be under a microscope from day one. But the worst thing that is even worse for them is if they do go down that road and continue that style of game and they make Baldur's Gate 4, then Larian are more than likely going to finish Divinity Original Sin 3.
And then everyone will move over.
And no, not that. They'll compare Original Sin 3 to Baldur's Gate 4 and be like, why is that not like this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they've done that better than Blood. Exactly. And they're not even making Baldur's Gate.
Because Divinity Original Sin 2 is very much like Baldur's Gate. It's exactly the same, but Baldur's Gate has just obviously got the D&D fan base.
Mm.
People are very fond of Divinity. It's a huge game. But when the light got shone on Baldur's Gate for being, you know, in Dungeons & Dragons universe, so a lot of people know all the classes and systems and stuff, Divinity is their own creation. and it hasn't got to follow a rule set like D&D has.
I think you need to come away if you're going to take it serious. Or, however, look at it from the flip side. Fucking big balls if you decide to carry on down the same path and go, no, actually, we're going to do it better than fucking what Larian did. We're gonna top that, because it's I can't see that being possible, if I'm honest. Like I say, it's the same as fucking someone trying to top what From Software does. You go, it's not going to happen. Some companies are just really fucking good at what they do, and that's their niche, the specific games that they make, and you're just not going to do any better than what they're already doing. I feel like that with Blizzard and with WoW. You bring out as many MMOs as you want, ain't none of them, they're just not going to do it. Then in the same aspect of beating something like WoW, it's just not going to happen. You'll get stuff very, very close, like Final Fantasy and other MMOs, where people go, oh, this is way better. But the fucking multi millions of people that are still sat there playing that game, you know what I mean? You're never gonna shift it.
I don't know. I know you're gonna get upset about this because it's your baby, but I don't know if that's necessarily because WoW is the best, or if because it's the pioneer. It was the first of its main.
It's addiction.
Kind.
It's straight addiction.
Yeah, but it's the first of its kind, so it was the juggernaut, and it's ran for years. So the content has always been added. So it's massively, like, probably bloated with too much stuff, if you want. But there's something for everybody in there. So for someone to come in now with a baby of an MMO and have to build that over time and battle that is impossible. And then, yeah, you're right, it's addiction, because people will sit there and go, I fucking hate World of Warcraft. But then they'll look at, you know, New World, obviously it's not even close to the level, but they're like, that's fucking shit. Oh, I fucking hate that.
Or they'll do exactly what people like me do, and they'll go, oh my God, what a breath of fresh air, that's incredible.
Anyway,
see ya, I'm going back.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to go back. it's like going into a scrapyard as a suit. And knowing that you could fucking change the whole dynamics here and make this whole operation smoother, but this place has been active for 50 years and ran by a fucking big fat bald geezer in the back, and everyone respects him. His name's Dave. But you want to fucking remove him and replace him with a computer. It might be better and make you more money, but everyone in that scrapyard is going to go, no, fuck you, we've been doing this for 50 years. It's staying as it is. Get out of here with your clean shoes. and that's what it's like. You try and bring new MMOs into that space, and it'll be the same with fucking Baldur's Gate 4. You're trying to enter a space that already has a company that has the monopoly on it. It's very, very difficult. It'd be like trying to fucking go against Amazon. It's not going to happen. You can try. There'll be many that will, and there'll be many that will be very successful, but they will never be as successful as the top dog, because the gap is already too fucking ginormous.
Yeah, I agree.
And yeah, so Baldur's Gate 3 is great. It's not my cup of tea. Maybe with the cross-play aspect of it, it might be, because I am excited for me and Steph to play it together, because obviously I've got it on this and I've also got it on the PlayStation. So it would be nice to be able to see how that works. But ultimately, it's not my kind of game. But funnily enough, D&D is. I really like it when we go and play D&D, but that's a different atmosphere because we're together. And it's a lot more fun, and I get to see the anger in your silly little face when I say something annoying. I can't do that from the TV, you know what I mean?
No, but you can do it when you're playing with Steph, and you can have your funny little interactions right next to each other.
Exactly, which is why I'm excited for it in that respect. But yeah, it because Baldur's Gate 4 is going to come out. Isn't there a fucking GTA 6 trailer 2?
Marvel.
Was also fucking teased by Rockstar for December something.
I don't know. I saw someone tweet out saying it's coming out between November 25th and November 25th, 2025. Was just banter. And I think there's just a lot of... Because the trailer came out like a year ago, people are getting all hyped up. It's funny that the trailer came out like a year ago and was like, I bet we don't see it again for ages. And then it's literally been a year.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a year.
Yeah. But it's also Rockstar.
Was it,
so
was it last year? This
it has been a year. Or it's very, very close to a fucking year.
That is scary how fast that's gone, man. Oh, my God.
What we got? It says 22 hours on fucking Reddit. There are only two options left for me, December 3rd or December 10th. If nothing happens on either of these dates, then only in 2025. Announcement November 29th. Mm. trailer December 3rd is the only possible left dates. It can't come out on the 10th because their online DLC comes out on the 10th. And later in December is the Mafia trailer. So it's tomorrow or never, boys, unless they don't announce it. And that was 22 hours ago. GTA 5, GTA 6 is not coming out. I will wager 10 great British pounds that GTA 6 does not release until 2026.
I wouldn't take that bet because it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest.
Because I just don't see it coming out. I think you'll get another trailer. This is exactly what we said when the first trailer come out. You'll get a secondary trailer with some actual gameplay involved in it. And then you'll get a full gameplay trailer. And then you'll get the announcement that it's been pushed back. And then you'll get another trailer. And then you'll get a release date of 2026 in the first quarter.
Well, we'll see.
That's exactly what happened. But I'll leave it there. Sweet.
Sweet, geez.
See you later, everyone.